Obviously disappointed. I think overall Drogheda were the better team, but the manner that they went into the lead, or should I say maybe the manner that we didn't go into the lead with a penalty, there were two decisions very near each other that both went against us. But did we deserve then to know the game? We didn't deserve to win it. And look, come here, to be fair to Drogheda, overall they're probably the better side. So, you know, I'll hold back in making excuses.
Yeah, you're clearly frustrated with the referee in the first half, yourself and Paul Hegarty. There were two big decisions, as you said. The first one, Kieran O'Connor went down the box. You thought it was a penalty?
Stonewall penalty. No, don't get me wrong. I looked at the video there. I looked at both penalties in the video. Look, the centre half, I think it was Kevin Farrer, got the wrong side of Kieran. And he took him completely when he was about to strike and goal. You know, was there penalties against Wexford? Not in any manner compared to that. That was a penalty, and I felt then when they went up the other end of the field, you know, I thought the rules of the game were if you deliberately handle the ball, yeah, you're sent off with a penalty. But if you're to Keith, he slid in and it hit off his shoulder, which was trailing. I don't know how he could have avoided it. But, you know, he gave the penalty and he sent it off with it. That basically changed the game. Now, the disappointing part is I've spoken to him afterwards and, you know, he's adamant that he got both decisions wrong. I've looked at it in the video and without doubt, he's got both wrong. No, don't get me wrong, if he gives a penalty for Keith, well and good, but he certainly didn't intentionally handle it and get a sending off. If we kept 11 on the pitch, but to be fair to Drogheda, they're a fine side and played some very decent football and probably deserved to win to their credit.
Yeah, you rejigged things after Keith was sent off, yeah. but they scored a goal then 8 minutes later. You were on the attack, there was a corner, that must have been disappointing.
Yeah, it was, and a lot of their good attacks came from our three kicks and corner kicks, where Paul Skinner caught a few of them in goals and went along with them that we didn't deal with. And that's very disappointing because we did a lot of work on stuff like that. But it's early days. You know, if this was the last game of the season, we needed this to make whatever fifth place or fourth, whatever it was, then I might have to cut off the officials properly. But I just find it, I made mistakes here tonight. Paul Hegarty made mistakes here tonight. So did the referee. We'll put our hand up and admit it. But it doesn't seem to happen with the officials.
Yeah. You battled bravely in the second half and you had a chance. Mark Cannon went around the goalkeeper and shot. I thought it was Mark Cannon.
Yeah, I thought it was Michael O'Connor actually. We went in with a different game plan in the second half where we weathered the storm a little bit. Now that game could have been over before half time after the sending off. They could have got, you know, two or three or four, whatever it might have been. Now when we got to half time, we rejigged things a little bit and we actually did a lot better. You know, they had a great chance to go 3-0, they didn't take it. We had two very good chances to get back to 2-1, and then to be fair to Mark, he got, you know, probably too little too late to his credit. But we fought bravely with 10 men, although, you know, moral victories are no good, as we well know from last year.
Yeah, you move on now quickly to Friday night. You haven't got a lot of time to recover.
No, absolutely not, and there's a lot of people struggling physically in there, both football wise and you know, they're not in great shape with a little bit of sickness and that, but that's not an excuse. We have a massive game of Friday to try and get us back on track, and you saw how difficult it was to beat Wexford, and it'll be as difficult to try and turn over at Lone, who are getting better, and we'll take a huge effort, as good an effort as we had in the second half there, to try and turn them over.